When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello everybody, welcome to our podcast. Today we are proud to present part two of our interview with Robert Beckman from Open Doors USA. We hope you will enjoy the stories and the wisdom and the testimony that he shares with you. Thank you so much for listening.
It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Thank you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part two of our interview with Robert Beckman.
So what are some other ways that you think that we can get involved? Maybe you can point out some things, you know, on your website or things that you just want to talk about especially.
OpenDoorsUSA.org, that is our website. And on there you'll see things like resources. So for example, if you were trying to figure out, let's say you wanted to put a little group of folks and have a 4 weeks of Bible study together and figure out how to get to know the persecuted and how to pray for them better, that'd be a great resource location to start at. You'll also, on the website, opendoorsusa.org, you'll see opportunities such as maybe writing a letter. Sometimes we'll do letters where you do it online. Sometimes it's on paper. And we have folks who translate as necessary, and there's even some guidelines and some instructions on what to not say in a letter to not cause any more harm upon the people there, how to stay encouraging and focused on the Lord's encouragement instead of you and I rambling on like a weird Westerner. So letter writing, maybe forming a little Bible study group or a prayer group, and it might be in conjunction with your local church, or it might just be, hey guys, let's meet at McDonald's on a Tuesday afternoon and pray. I would say we usually underestimate what God can do with simple little things, and we overestimate, you know, how important it might be to do these large, grandiose gestures. And the Lord says, hey, what if it just a couple of you prayed consistently together? Or maybe you can't get the largest church in town to care about this, but maybe there's one little church that does care about this and you could help them, you know, be faithful with little baby things. But yeah, writing letters, be praying yourself personally. And this is why that prayer app, I find it really is, it's the gateway to the Lord opening up your mind and creativity on a lot of other things.
Now, what's the name for that app again?
Pray for the Persecuted. And that'll be on any app store. It's free. It's a free download. And like I say, it'll constantly refresh news stories. When you get to the bottom of that and you click I prayed, so I'll read a story about a particular person. I get to the bottom and it says prayed. If I click that prayed button, that enables us to go to those, when we see those people live and in person, we can say, and this has happened many times and it's going to keep happening, we can say, hey, did you know that 1,500 people prayed for you yesterday? I say, what do you mean? 1,500 people? How? First of all, how did 1,500 people hear my story? And how do you know that they prayed for me? Well, all I know is that 1,500 people clicked on that button, and that means they read your story, and they prayed through it, and they clicked it. And I said, there might be more, but I can prove to you that at least 1,500 people did. So that's just a little beauty of how technology today enables us to. Previously, we would have relied upon, maybe you read about it on a piece of paper, and then you prayed, but I didn't know how to count how many. I could maybe count how many pieces of paper went out, but I don't really know who actually prayed. But in this case, we can actually tally up and tell those folks. So, yeah, when people do that prayer app, I think that is something that the Lord can use, because from that point forward, they might think to themselves, I think the next question is, who else, now that I'm embracing this lifestyle of prayer for the persecuted, who else can I encourage to also be praying? And again, it's not like in a, I'm going to pester you to death because shame on you. You haven't cared about these poor, pitiful people. No, these are the most beloved sweethearts of the kingdom of God you'll ever want to meet. And I do this for their benefit, sure, but it's also for your benefit. Your life will become richer when you get to know these folks.
We're talking about other volunteer opportunities that I or somebody, say, in a local church or whatever could do.
Yes, and definitely, it's funny, it's interesting in the lives of most Americans when we say prayer, they often think of it as just prayer, whereas most of the planet realizes, no, prayer is all we do. That's all we do. Nothing good comes beyond prayer. Beyond prayer, really, the prayer is also, it guides steps beyond that. So yeah, any conversation that I have with anybody, whether they're a pastor in a large church or whether they think they have talents or no talents or whatever age they are, I say, I tell you what, start by praying consistently, use the prayer app, and let's see what the Lord guides you to from there.
What are there some other ways that we can get involved with Open Doors?
As the stories come alive for you, the Lord will probably remind you of folks that don't know about these stories, enabling them to also have access. So, for example, if you have a Sunday school group, or if you're part of a group that has a certain affinity with you, and you can maybe relate to their situation in life better, you can envision, okay, what would it be like to help these other friends of mine also understand the joy of connecting with the persecuted and making their lives part of our everyday life.
What is the best place that we can go to donate if maybe somebody can't either see your website or they just don't find it? Where would they go?
Yeah, opendoorsusa.org. You'll see lots of donate buttons and different ways you can give. Sometimes at the end of a story, it might channel some of the giving towards a specific situation, but more often than not, it's to where needed most. So if, as you're praying and reading the stories, the Lord compels you to realize that you're supposed to give, then yeah, through that website is one of the best ways. You can give by mailing physical checks, and you can give by those buttons using PayPal and everything else that's done electronically. But yeah, that would be the next step. But again, I usually encourage people, I often remind them, I say, I don't want you to give to something you don't understand. So I want you to get to know these people first, get to understand them. And I don't want you to feel, you know, the Bible talks about not giving out of guilt or compulsion. So I do anticipate that you will give, but I also say, start with praying. And when you pray, then we'll leave it in the Lord's hands, whatever he nudges you in your heart to do. But yeah, there's tons of buttons around that make it really easy to give once you feel that need.
Lastly, I just wanted to ask you, I want to ask you about stories, but I don't want to ask you about the stories that are already there. I want to ask you about Robert Beckman. What have you seen?
Okay, yeah, that's good. I was in a country, I won't name the country, but it was certainly a Muslim majority country, and a young lady was with us. We were from various more free countries, gathering as brothers and sisters, and she was in a place of hiding. She was no longer able to even speak on the phone with her family because of what had taken place. She had developed a curiosity for Jesus, and she had semi-miraculously found a church, and she would sneak off there every chance she could and came to know Christ herself. She had a sister who was also becoming curious about the things of Jesus, but her sister was married to a man, and her sister was, often as she could, rather than sneaking off to a church to find out about Jesus, she would sneak off to visit her sister, who she knew to become a follower of Jesus. And in time, though, the family of her sister, she fell out of favor with them because they were very displeased. She didn't even come out and publicly profess to be a Christian herself. The accusation was simply that she was going to her sister, who was a Christian. And because of that, the husband's family murdered the girl and hung her from the ceiling. So when her sister came home one day, there was her body of her sister. So this sister is now living. She had to flee her village. She had to flee her home because every day her parents are asked, where's that other daughter of yours, the one who's a follower of Jesus? Have you heard from her? The correct answer that they need to give is, no, we have not heard from her. So she can't call. She can't visit in person, of course. And even if they wanted to, they simply could not even have a conversation for fear that there would be further reprisal against other members of the family. So this young sister, we visit her, and she's, of course, in tears. And this is one of the more horrific. This is an example of what I said, smash persecution, the worst physical kinds of things you can think of. And the conversation, though, it really turned towards this other friend who happened to be from South Africa, a brother of Christ. He shared with her, this is the Lord's Supper. When we take it, we're reminded there was a body that was broken on our behalf. And we're bound together as siblings in Christ in a special way because of this. So this girl, of all people who could certainly claim, she had lost all family. She had lost all family. She had lost her most beloved sister to murder, and she had lost her parents because she's never allowed to talk to them again. She has no family. She has no home. But this brother from South Africa did a great job of speaking with her very, very gently and saying, well, we know we're not much, but we are your brothers and we are your sisters. And yes, you did give up brother and sister and father and mother, much like this scripture has promised. But the scripture also goes on to promise you traded that in for new brothers, new sisters, new mother, new father. And in a real, very, very real way, it was a delight to be there, my honor to be there, my honor to get to pray with people like that, whether it's to get to go in person and pray or whether it's getting to pray with them via a prayer app. And I think in a very real way, even for myself, who gets to see and experience lots of different stories, that one was really, because each of those scripture passages that I'd probably quoted 100 times myself, but in a whole fresh new way, when he promises new brothers, new sisters, I said, you know what? I don't know that I've ever been so desperate that I really know what it's like to lose a mom and a dad and a sibling.
Right.
But this girl, she could certainly say she genuinely is not whining or complaining when she states the case. I've given up everything. I literally gave up the body of my dead sister.
Wow.
And yet Jesus says, I know, and I'm not shocked, and I promised you it would be this way. That following me does have that kind of cost, but I also promise I will fill in your life with relationships that are exceedingly beyond what you could ask or dream of. And so people from around the world, some of whom you don't even know by name, but because of the blood of Christ, we're united in a special way. So that was a more recent personal encounter of being in a face-to-face story.
Mm-hmm. We just want to thank Robert for coming on today so much, and we just hope that everything that you've heard you can share with your friends, your family, get them to tune in, and go to New Vision Ministries, NVM.com, or MyNVM.com. Sorry about that. If you have any needs, feel free to give us a call, and we'll pray with you, and we'll talk with you. But thank you very much for Robert for coming on, and God bless you, and have a good day, and we'll be praying for the persecuted brothers and sisters and for Open Doors.
Thank you all for your prayers. Thank you.
You've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.